All right, I'm glad to see everybody here. I got a good message tonight on eternal life. And, you know, a lot of, we'll give you one verse and then we'll pray. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you, Father, tonight. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to speak. I pray, Lord, that this word would fall on good soil, on soft hearts, Father. And this word, it would be a word that would encourage and would give hope, Lord, to people that have come inside you, Father, in Christ Jesus, have trusted in you, Lord. And the Bible says this, the blessed hope, Lord. I pray that you give me wisdom and words to speak, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I was thinking about what to give it on, and I said, well, I'm going to talk about eternal salvation. Because a lot of people, you know, I go through and I talk to a lot of people. And a lot of Christians, they don't believe this. They believe that they don't believe that they're kept. They believe that they can lose their salvation. And you know, all through the I used to believe that till I started reading and studying the Bible. And I want to go through the Bible and show you, you know, once you're in Christ, that your security as a believer, as being sealed with Christ, it's finished. The price has been paid. So I got a lot of verses I'm going to go through. And I'm going to start off in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 through 14. It says, Hebrews 10, verse 10 through 14, it says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for all sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." See, Jesus Christ went to the cross one time for all sins. And if you trust what he did and you're believing what he did, it covers all your sins, past, present, future. Every sin you ever do that you're doing now. And, you know, that's... So I'm going to go through a bunch of verses that show you. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what is salvation? A lot of people I've asked and they don't really understand what salvation is. And book of Romans chapter 6, it's on verse 23, says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Salvation is eternal life. What is eternal? Something that lasts forever. It's not a temporal life that he offers. It's not, he doesn't say, well, if you trust in me, it's going to be up to you. It's not a temporal thing. He says, I give you eternal life, which means forever. Forever you will live. When this body dies, I'm not going to die. See, I talk to a lot of people and I tell them, you know, and you know, they kind of look at me in amazement because I hear people talk and they say, well, are you sure? Man, I know if I die right now, I die tomorrow, I get in the road and that 1,800 plans me over, I know where I'm going. I know that I'm saved. I have no fear of death. This is because the Bible says when you have eternal life, you cannot die. And when I die, it'll be boom, boom, that quick. And I'll be in heaven. I don't fear death. And that's what I want to give you all, you know, so you can know that you have confidence in where you're going to go. See? Let's go to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. I'm going to go through a lot of verses. I mean, if y'all just want to, instead of trying to find them, just listen. Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into a holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes and of a heifer sprinkling of unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, whom thoroughly he how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? See, so in Hebrews 9, he says he gives you eternal redemption. You're redeemed eternally, forever. Okay? And in Hebrews 5, it says, 5:9. It says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. And if you go back in the Bible, obeying him is obeying him by faith, by believing and trusting in him. That's how you obey, by believing in what Jesus Christ. If you go through all the Gospels, especially of John, he's continuing with the Pharisees, with the Jews, and he's telling them, look, I am the one, I'm the bread that came down. And they say, well, Moses fed you manna, but it came from heaven. That was from God. He said, but I'm the living bread. And a lot of people were following him. And he told them, he said, now drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. And they didn't understand that. And what he's saying is, when you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, you're understanding, you're going to receive that I'm the sacrifice. My body that you're eating of was the one that will be broken, that will be stripped for you. The blood that will be shed will be for remission of sins. Okay, let's go to another one. John 3:36. See, because a lot of people, they get the idea that the gospel is do this, don't do that, live like this, live like that. The law was basically do. The gospel is done. Now believe that. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is not a condemning. It's a gospel of God's grace. So John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So what is he saying? He says, in John, he says, you have eternal life, everlasting life. What is everlasting? Forever. Never ending. He didn't say you have a temporal life and how you live this life, how at the end of your days we're going to put you on a scale and I'm going to weigh your good with your bad. He says, believe me and you'll have everlasting life. A lot of people, they waver in their thoughts, and you know, and if we'll just take the word of God and what Jesus did, we'll see that we're sealed with him. I'll get to that in And John 3:16, everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, everlasting life. Something that lasts forever. Okay? Let's go to John 5. John 5:24. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So you've passed from death unto life, which means you never die. We die in this body, but our soul continues to live forever. Here, right here, is just a short temporal, small amount of time that we're going to live here. Look what it says in John 6:47. John 6:47. John 6:47 says, not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has sent the Father. Verily, verily, say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. See, over and over. See, when we started out in Hebrews, it says, one sacrifice forever for all sins. Okay? Romans 6 says, he gives you eternal life. Hebrews, what we just talked about, says eternal redemption. You're redeemed forever. And Hebrews 5, he says, I give you eternal salvation. So you get eternal life, eternal redemption, eternal salvation. John 3:36 says you have everlasting life. John 3:16 says you have eternal life. You have everlasting life. John 5 says you have everlasting life. You've passed from death unto life. And John 6:46 says you have everlasting life. Okay, let me show you in John 10. John 10:27. Over and over and over, Jesus Christ is saying, if you trust what I do, I'll give you eternal life. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. They shall, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. And I and my Father are one. He says like this. When you trust me, I got you in my hand. And me and my Father are one, and we got you like this. And no man can take you from my hand. See, when you to pluck someone is to tear somebody out. When you believe Christ, you're now become a son of God. See, we're not all children of God. We're all made in the image of God, but we're not all children of God. When you believe and trust Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you are grafted in. It says you are adopted in. Whereby you cry, Abba, Father. You're now become a child of God. And when you become a child of God, you become an heir. What's an heir? An heir is something that is received by a relative or a family member or by their father. It's passed down. It says when you become an heir, now you have received the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit. So when he says that no man can pluck you from his hand, that shows right there that you're in him. See, God is not mutilating his body. He's not cutting his body off. He's building the body. He's building the body. And look what it says right here in John 6. And John 6:37. I think it's 1 John 6. I might be wrong. Let me look over here real quick. It's John 6:37. Where am I at? It says, but I say unto you that ye also have seen me or not believed. He says, 37, all that the Father give to me, all that the Father give me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He says, I'm not going to cast out anybody that comes to me because they're part of me. Look what it says in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 through 20. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Ye were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. See, you belong to God. See, he says in John 6, I have you in my hand. And me and the Father are one, and no man can pluck you out. He says in John 6:36, he says, in no wise will I cast you out. And in 1 Corinthians, he says, I bought you. I paid for you with a price. You're no longer yours. Therefore, you can't lose what's not yours no more. You belong to me. Let me show you another one. I like this one right here. It's in Romans 8. Romans 8, 35. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed. All the day long we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, I say, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, nothing can separate you from the love of God. He says, I have you in my hand. He says, in no wise will I cast you out. He says, I bought and paid for you with a price. He says, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. And so many people still, they can't, they're still thinking that they can lose their salvation. When over and over, he says, I give you eternal life. I give you eternal redemption, eternal salvation. You have everlasting life. You have eternal life. You've passed from death into life. Over and over, he's telling us, your security with me is golden. It ain't going nowhere. When you trust Jesus Christ, see, a lot of people that I've talked to, I see people out and I ask them, you know, if you were to die, would you go to heaven right now? And they get this look, deer look in the lights, and they're just like a deer, lights are coming. This, I don't know. Would you go to heaven right now? I don't know. Probably, I don't know. Maybe hell. And those are people that they believing that they're saved by what they do, by being baptized. By living a just, righteous life. Yes, we're called to live a just, righteous life. But it's not what we do. It's what Christ did for us. And he is telling us, just trust me. See, earlier this morning, Brian talked about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And you know, he says, I will forgive all sin. You can curse the Father. You can curse me. He said, but the sin, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Do you know what the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is? Unbelief. Not believing. See, because you can do everything in your life. You can curse God. You can curse Jesus Christ. You can do all this. And if you come to Christ and you trust His Word, it would be forgiven. But if you never come to trust in this Word, you die with unbelief. You die without having your sins. See, we don't go to heaven because we were good or we were rich or we were poor. We go to heaven by believing what he did. And when you doubt it in your heart and you don't trust it, that's unbelief. That's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Unbelief, not believing what he said. You know, John 14, 16. Let's go to that one. John 14, 16. John 14, 16 says, and this is Jesus Christ, he's speaking, he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. See, the book of Ephesians, it talks about, well, let's go to it. Ephesians. Because a lot of people, there's some people that have never heard these verses. They've never trusted. They're believing and trusting in their own righteousness, their own works. It says right here in 13. Ephesians 1:13. It says that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. You know what that means? That means when you trust Christ, He gives you a down payment. When you pay like earnest money, it's like a down payment. I'm gonna get that. Here's this money showing that I promise to make good on it. I promise. He says, I will give you. As soon as you believe, the Holy Spirit comes in you. The Holy Spirit of promise. What's the promise? The promise is to give you eternal life, eternal salvation, eternal redemption, everlasting life. He says, when you believe that and you've heard the word of truth, my gospel, which is the gospel of grace, of God being graceful, sending His Son to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And when you trust that and believe that by faith, He says, I put the Holy Spirit in you. And it talks about being sealed with the Holy Spirit and that you become children of God. And you know, I look at that sometimes, and I look at some Christians and they're like, they just go about their day and no happiness. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, wow, man, I know I'm saved. I know when I die, I know where I'm going. I mean, there's days I just wake up and I'm like, you know, a God that made the whole world, the thousands, millions of people here. And He's got time to look at my life and say, that's my son. That guy, when I die, I'm not going to hear, you did great works. So I'm going to hear, good and faithful servant. See, it's not what I do. It's the faith of my faith in Him, of what He did for me. And it's not by me living a perfect life to keep me. It's His word that says, I'll keep you. I have you in my hand. I will in no wise cast you out. I bought you. I paid for you with a price. You're no longer yours because you're mine. And then we become a child of His. And see, I wonder sometimes, and these people that say they're Christians, why are they always like down? Good morning, good morning. You know, we come to church and I don't see no hollering or nothing. Hey, it's okay to clap. It's okay to praise God, you know. We're going to be up there one day. If you truly trust Christ, you can take that to the bank. He says, I give you eternal life. Everlasting life, forever. You'll never lose it. And all you got to do is put your trust in what I did for you. And when you do that, the Bible says that you can have, I think it's in Galatians, he says, let me see. Galatians 5 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. See, the yoke of bondage is going back to believing what you do. Believing, oh, I got to do this, the law. The Bible says the law was a schoolmaster to show us, hey, there's no way you can obtain it. There's no way you can earn it. You need a Savior. See, so what I wanted to come today and just, I wanted to show you, like it says in Romans, therefore, there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You've passed from death unto life, or life unto death. He says, you're safe, you're secure. So many people, they don't trust that. I'll tell you today, if you have been born again, you've had a personal encounter where you've trusted Christ and you can be 100% sure that when you take your last breath here on earth, you have nothing to worry about, because God cannot lie. Why he can't lie? Because whatever he says comes to pass. He can't lie. He can say, hey, that's a nice yellow carpet. Bam, it's yellow. Did he lie? No, it's yellow. What he says comes true. So what I'm here to tell you is, are we secure in Christ Jesus? What he paid, he said on the cross, it's finished. What's finished? The sin debt has been paid for. We are now kept by his word, his promise. And I just wanted to, I had a lot more to give, but I didn't want to make it too long. So I shortened it up, but I think we see Romans 8 says there's no condemnation. Whoever's in Christ Jesus. Hebrews says one sacrifice for all sins. Hebrews 9 says, I give you eternal redemption. Hebrews 5 says, I give you eternal salvation. John 3 says, you have everlasting life. John 3, 16 says, you have eternal life. John 5 says, you have everlasting life. You pass from life unto death. John 10 says, I have you in my hand. No man can pluck you out. John 6, 37 says, in no wise will I cast you out. The sheep that hear my voice, they come to me, and I will in no wise cast them out. He says, in Corinthians, I bought you with a price. You're no longer yours. Romans 8 says, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ, nor death, nor height, nor principle. Nothing. So I just wanted to give you all this message. I hope that you now have some confidence that you can take what Jesus Christ said and you can trust in it. Because that's what the blessed hope is. The hope of eternal life, the hope of Christ coming one day for us. And, you know, I just thank Brian for letting me come up here and speak. And I hope that all y'all got a better understanding of your security in Christ Jesus. Thank you.